Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
So what if I told you that I could get you a guaranteed 15% return on your financial investments? And what if I could tell you that you weren't going to have to go on a Martha Stewart or Bernie Madoff vacation because of it? Would you be interested in knowing how I could guarantee a 15% return? Now, I wish I could do that for you, but what I really wish is that I could guarantee you a 30% return, or even maybe a 60 or 100% return on your investments. Now, I wish I could do that for you, but I can't. And reality is, I'm not an investment advisor, so please don't think that I have that kind of information for you. But the reality is, I am interested in how we invest ourselves. I am interested in how we invest ourselves in our lives so we can have the kind of lives that God wants for us. Because how we invest our lives matters a lot. And the reality of this is, when we invest ourselves in what matters most, we can make a difference in the world and make the difference God wants for us. When we invest ourselves in the way God wants us to invest ourselves, not only can we get potentially a beautiful return, but as Jesus promises, we can sometimes see a 30, a 60, or 100% return on when we invest ourselves how God wants us to. Now, when we think about how we invest ourselves, we can look to the teachings of Jesus, specifically the story of the sower, the parable of the sower, to get an idea of just how God wants us to invest ourselves. Now, we've been looking at this for the last 2 weeks and giving us a sense of how God wants us to live, and Jesus shows us that through this teaching. What we know is that there is a way in which we want to see ourselves as being the good soil in the story, where we can identify with being the people where the seeds of faith that God plants in us can grow and make 30, 60, or 100 times the outcome. We also know that, like Pastor Amanda helped us see last week, that every one of us can be a different kind of soil at different times in our lives, and that God doesn't expect us to be the good soil all the time. And that's really important because we all know that we need help being the kind of people that God wants us to be. We all know that God gives us that seed of faith, that seed of grace, that seed of love, and with unconditional grace. And that's really important because that's what it means for God to love us, that God sows the seeds of faith and the seeds of God's love into our lives no matter what kind of soil we are or where we are in our lives. That's God's unconditional love for us and a sign of what God has done for us before God wanted something from us. But there is yet one more place in that story where we can see ourselves, where Jesus wants us to understand the role we're supposed to have in our lives, and that is the role of the sower. There are times and places in our lives where God wants us to be the ones who sow the seeds of faith so that we can see a difference and make a difference in our lives. Now, when we think about ourselves as the sowers of the seeds of faith, what it means for us is just like the original hearers of the story would have understood, that God wants us to be the people who will spread seed out into the world no matter where it's going to go, no matter what is going to happen with it. And that's the kind of sower that God is, and that's the kind of sower that God wants us to be. We want to be people who are committed to sharing the seeds of faith no matter what's going to happen. Now, when we see ourselves with the opportunity to be the sowers of the seed, God wants us to do this because this is the kind of life that God wants for us. God wants us to be people who are not only experiencing the gift of God's grace, but people who are giving the gift of God's grace to other people, sharing it with them. Because God didn't do all this beautiful work for us just so we could keep it for ourselves. God did so much for us so that we could share it with others. And God wants us to commit to being the sowers of the seed so that all people might come to know God's love and all people might experience the gift of God's grace. Now, if you're a follower of Jesus, which I know many of you are, then God is calling each one of us to be the sowers of the seed. As followers of Jesus, we are committed and we need to stay committed to sharing the seeds of faith. but we have to do so as the people who are sowing the seed like God does for us. Now, when we think about the kinds of seeds of faith and the seeds of our lives that God gives to us, we recognize that God gives us the gift of love to share with other people. And when we think about what it means to share that love with other people, perhaps it'll be helpful to think about ways in which we can do that with other people in our lives. In particular, when we think about sharing ourselves, sharing our lives with other people, it can break down to understanding that our lives are made up of our time, our skills, and our finances. Now, of course, there are many other ways to understand who we are, but I think these three things do underscore a bit of how we share ourselves with others. When we share our time with others, we share ourselves. When we share our skills with others, we share a part of ourselves with them. And when we share our finances with others, we share a part of ourselves as well. And God wants us to use our time and our skills and our finances. And God wants us to spread those seeds throughout all of the world, throughout all of our lives, because this is the kind of sower that God wants us to be. God wants us to make a difference with how we invest our time, our skills, and our finances. And that's what it means to be the kind of sower that God wants us to be. Now, when we think about what it means to be the kind of sower that God wants us to be, we can look to the parable to have an understanding of just what this looks like in our lives too. Because it isn't simply just being willing to do it, it's also being willing to live into the kind of sower that God wants us to be. And in particular, God wants us to be the kind of sower, the kind of people, to be willing to sow the seeds no matter where they land. That's an important part of what it means to sow the seed like God does in our lives, because like in the parable of the sower, we don't know where all the seed's going to go. We have to be willing to share some of the seed unconditionally without being able to understand the impact that it's going to have. Just like God did with us, God shared God's love with us unconditionally. God wants us to do the same in our lives as well. There are circumstances in life where we need to be able to do this and let go and just trust that God is going to give the growth. Now, that's part of what it means to be the sower of the seed like God gives us to do so. But there's another way in which we want to look at this as well, which is we also want to be careful with what God has entrusted us with. Now, this is kind of the other side of what it means to be the kind of sower that God wants us to be, because God also calls us to be careful, to be stewards, to be able to use what God has given to us carefully because it is valuable. It's valuable, our lives are valuable because of what it cost God, and what it cost God was everything. It's valuable not because we can assign value to it, not because we know what we make per hour or charge per hour for our skills or how much we can give. Rather, we have to be careful with it because God entrusted us with it. We got to be careful with it because of how valuable it is in God's eyes. And God wants us to be using our gifts, using our skills, using our finances in ways that will also create impact and growth. The other thing that it means to be the kind of sower that God wants us to be is that we have to trust that it's God who gives the growth. The reality is when we think that we give the growth, we take the place of God in the situation. We take the place of God in the situation and it doesn't go well for anybody else. What it means that we trust God with the growth, it means that we sow the seed, God waters, people grow, and the world changes. Did you know that in a real plant, what the water does is deliver the nutrients to the plant so it can grow? That's how important it is to trust that God gives the growth. God brings us the water in our lives so that we can grow. And without God, growth is impossible in our lives. So if we want to be the kind of sowers that God wants us to be, we're going to sow some seed unconditionally, we're going to sow some seed carefully, and we're going to trust God with the growth. Now, these are some of the ways that God wants us to see ourselves as being the sowers of the seeds of faith in all times, but there's also one other way that God wants us to be able to commit to seeing how we can be the sowers of seed of faith in our lives, and that is to sow the seed with others, to sow the seeds of faith as Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. One of the beautiful things about how God has done all of this is that God has entrusted us as a church, us as a community of followers of Jesus, to share the seed with the world. We can see that because there is growth that God gives to us. We can see that because God has entrusted us to do God's work in the world. And because we can see some growth, we know that God is giving that growth to us. There are so many ways we can see the way that God is with us. We can see that God has given us growth when we have a third grader who's one of our named leaders of our crop walk team. We can see God being at work in us and giving us growth because teenagers spend part of their Sunday afternoons preparing food bags for the Sunday night supper guests. We can see the growth that God has given to us because we can see the ways that we gather in small groups to help one another, get through the hardest times of life, maybe when we say goodbye to a spouse or a child, but also as we celebrate God's goodness in the wonderful moments of life. These are moments of growth that God gives to us. We can see how God has used our podcast to help young adults give the church a second chance. God has given to us so much growth as we see the ways in which God has given us the gift of baptism of so many children. We can see how God has given us growth as we promise to raise them in the faith so that they one day can make a difference as well. So what this means for us is that we as a church need to be committed and stay committed to this work God has given us to do. That together we need to be committed and stay committed to sowing our seeds of time, skills, and finances so that we can make a difference in the world. This is the kind of life that God wants for us individually. This is the kind of life that God wants as we try to impact the next generation. But it's also the kind of life that God wants for us as a church family, as we seek to do God's work in the world. So my question to you is, will you commit to sharing your skills, your time, and your finances so that we can continue to do God's work in the world? Now, I know you will because you have. I know you will because I know you believe that God has a purpose for us as a church. And I want us to commit and stay committed to doing God's work in the world. Because when we stay committed to doing God's work in the world, we will see growth coming in many ways. And here's what will happen as we continue to make our way forward and be committed to God's work in the world. We'll continue to hear people or have new people say that my faith has made a difference in my life, that my church has made a difference in my life. When we commit to sharing our time, our skills, and our finances with others in our lives, we'll hear people from the next generation saying that my life is better and my generation is better because that you have sown the seeds of faith and life in my life. And we'll also continue to hear or hear more that the community around us says the world is a better place because you have committed and you continue to share your seeds of life and seeds of faith with us. The world can be a better place because of our church, and that's what God wants us to do as we sow the seed. So for all of us, let's be committed and let's stay committed to being the kinds of sowers of the seed that God wants us to be, where we share our seed unconditionally with the world, where we do what God wants us to do with the seed so that the world can become the place God wants it to be, and so that we can be the people that God wants us to be every day. Let's sow our seeds so that faith can make a difference for us every day.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.